Mary Reads Scripture is a production of the Ephesus School Network. If Scripture has taught you something on this podcast, please share so that it might teach others as well. Circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. Hear the words of the Apostle. Today's reading is from Romans chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of no effect, because the law brings about wrath, and where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope and hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. In today's episode, we begin with verse 13 of our Romans text. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. The first thing I would like to observe is that the Greek word translated as promise is epangelia, which properly means on from the word epi and announce from the word angelo. So instead of the word promise, we could say, for the announcement that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of trust. I also want to point out that the Greek word translated as heir is kleronomos. It comes from the word kleros, which is defined as a lot, portion, or allotment, and the same word as nomos, or law. Essentially, it is defined as to inherit, or the law that is allotted. Abraham, therefore, is the inheritor of the world, kleronomon avton ina kosmou. If you remember from last week's discussion, this is on account of the fact that he confirmed and supported what God said to him. For if those who are of the law, eknomu, are heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of no effect. Here the text is saying that if the inheritors of the world are the ones who come out of the law and go to it, which is what is meant by eknomu, this would render void Abraham's trust in God's announcement. It would give his trust no value, which is what is meant by the Greek word kekenonte, translated here as void. More importantly, it would also make God's announcement to no effect, katergite. This is a form of the word katargeo, which is defined as to render inoperative or to abolish. Those who come out of the law and go to it cannot inherit the world because that would then abolish God's announcement to Abraham. The law also brings about God's wrath, as we hear in verse 15. Because the law brings about wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. This is because God's settled anger, or gi, is aroused by the fact that the people are not faithful to his law. More properly, they step over the boundaries of the law, paravasis, which is properly defined as overstepping, deliberately going over the line. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. For Abraham to truly be the father of us all, the announcement must be sure to reach all of the seed, not just those who come out of the law, but also to those who come out of the trust that Abraham had. Here I want to point out the Greek word that is translated as sure. The announcement must be sure to all the seed. This word is vevein in Greek, and is a form of the word veveos, which is defined as firm or secure. Literally, it is that which can be tread upon securely. More interestingly, though, is the fact that this word comes from the same word as vasis, spelled like the English word basis, as in the basis or foundation of something. This Greek word is defined as foot or footstep. We might say then that God's announcement must go out, perhaps by foot, to all the seed. This might just be the basis or underlying foundation of what must be done. Hear this in comparison with those who step over the law, paravasis. For as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Abraham was then established, tetheka, in front of, katinanti, the God he trusted. Our Romans text goes on to clarify the nature of this God. It is the God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist into existence. It is this God's announcement which must go out to all the seed who inherit the earth after Abraham. Abraham, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. This last verse in the English text is somewhat deceiving, and I want to make sure we are paying attention to the Greek text, or else we might miss some very important details about Abraham's trust in the announcement. In the Greek, we hear that Abraham, alongside an expectation of what is certain, trusted that certainty. The Greek word translated as hope is actually elpis, which is properly defined as an expectation of what is sure or certain. In other words, the announcement was made by God, and the outcome was always certain. From the perspective of the scriptural God, there was never any doubt about it. The only doubt that exists is from those who don't trust in what was spoken to Abraham. That's all for today.